Hey, Master Souls, Stacy here, and today we're diving in further to active surrender. We're talking about surrendering to our own vulnerability. Now, I say vulnerability, but really at the core of this lesson, this is your throat chakra, right? We're right here in our throat chakra. And what this is about is speaking and living into your truth and how vulnerable and open you have to be for that to actually happen. Our dogs speak. So as we dive in to this concept of speaking our truth, living into our truth, and surrendering to the vulnerability of that, there are some real subtle shifts that we get to take. So we talk about that infinite ego loop, right? Let's bring the ego loop into this lesson, because that's the core of what surrendering is recognizing where the ego loop is and recognizing also in that place where we trust and we surrender. So in the ego loop of speaking our voice, of living into our own truth, of allowing us to be that vulnerable in the world, we've got that ego loop that sounds a lot like judgment. Judgment on our truth, judgment in our voice, speaking up for ourselves, right? Speaking up for others. Even little subtle things like going and asking, you know, the waitress for more ketchup because it's not on your table. That right there, if you've noticed, little kids very often won't want to take that step because it feels really vulnerable. And so we've got these societal impressions on what it looks like to be bold with your words, to ask for what you want, right? To speak what you know to be true. Now there's another little caveat there, right? We've got all of the pressures of, you know, don't speak without spoken to, you know, hold back on who you are because it won't be accepted. Don't talk too loudly because people will get frustrated with you. Don't talk too softly because people won't hear you. You'll be perceived as odd if you're not speaking up and you're too shy. Get over it. Don't be shy. So all of these societal pressures, and pressures especially that came from our role models, from our parents, from the adults in our life as we were growing up around speaking our truth, from our peers. Sometimes our truth isn't something that is society, you know, is accepted by our peers, by our teachers. Be silent in class. We go through a series of contradictory messages around speaking up. Don't be too loud, don't be too soft. Don't speak until you're spoken to. Speak up, son. Right? Please always say the truth, unless it's something someone else won't feel comfortable with. Always speak your truth unless it's something that someone else won't feel comfortable with. These are the messages that throw us into that ego loop around speaking up, around that vulnerability, because when we're really speaking the truth from the core of who we are, it makes us feel naked. And when we feel that naked vulnerability and we're standing and speaking something that is so such a core knowing for us, becomes hard and harder to get out of the ego loop. Now, all of that's really obvious. This is where we're going to get into the more subtle ground, is on the other side of your ego loop. Because on the other side of the ego loop is that place where you know you are right, where what you are talking about is so fundamentally true that everyone else needs to get on board. It's that space where your truth and your vulnerability is black and white. There's no subtlety. This is my truth. I am standing strong, and all others will see the validity of this truth. Because on this side of the truth-telling is a different kind of vulnerability. It's the kind of vulnerability that looks like you are so sure and so strong, and you know that this is the way. Here's that subtle shift. So if we know exactly what that ego loop looks like and the reason that we're not speaking out, that we're not living into our truth, then we automatically go to the other side of the spectrum. And on the other side of the spectrum, it's this is my truth and I'm going to like hammer it out. And I'm going to shout it from the mountain. It's going to be glorious and everyone will hear it and get on board and love me for speaking up and being my truth. Let's go to the surrender place. Because in the surrender place, our truth just is. We have no need to go up to the mountaintop to prove it. To prove to others that we are right. All of the judgment around what that truth really is slides away because we just trust it. And we trust others to have their own truth. That we can stand strong in who we are and release the ego from it. That's really what surrender is, right? It's a process of releasing our judgment and our ego around our actions, beliefs, feelings, emotions. Releasing the judgment around the energy that we hold in these chakras. So when we talk about releasing the judgment in our truth and in our vulnerability, what happens is the ego loop doesn't matter anymore because your truth just is. And so if you believe to the core of your being that the ground you walk upon is purple, then we don't need to call others' attention saying, hey, right? This is purple, right? Do you see this is purple? This is so purple. What do you mean it's green? This is so purple. And oh, my parents told me that I shouldn't tell people it's purple, but because they think it's crazy, but I really do believe it's purple. This is purple. Instead, you just look at it and say, I see purple. And if someone else comes up and says green, there's no ego throw to say, no, it's purple. What happens is you can open up that truth chakra, that truth within you, and it becomes part of just what it is for you. It's not black and white because somebody comes up and says that's green. You can look at it and you can see how it might be green for them. Because your ego isn't attached to the proving of it being right and the truth of your truth. And so as we talk about this in the self-development world of living in your truth and speaking your truth, what happens is in the surrender space, we're so trusting of the truth, of our own truth, that other people's truths become very interesting. Like, oh, you see green. That's really interesting. I wonder why I see purple and you see green. And we're not attached to it being purple. We trust that we see purple. We trust that that's our truth. But someone else coming and saying it's, you know, pink or green or, you know, chartreuse or aqua doesn't impact us. And it doesn't force us to say, oh, I'm sorry. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm wrong. There's no black and white. Truth becomes what the universe speaks through us. And so when I say this is probably the most subtle of all of the surrender vibrations, it is because it's such a fine line between knowing what your truth is and being vulnerable and speaking it and living into it and being absolute with it. Because living into your truth and speaking it and being it and living it without the ego attachments to it, that's the surrender place. That's the place that we can really, really lean in and allow the universe to teach us. Because if you are being real with your truth, you will understand that our truth changes every single day based on the experiences that we receive. And so if we are so stuck in that ego loop with our truth, then we're never really fully opening up and being vulnerable. And if we're not fully opening up and being vulnerable to the truths of the universe, then we will stay stuck in the truth that we are absolute about, and we will stay in the loop. In the place of surrender, we open up our truth so that the universe can speak through us, and so that our truth can change as we do, because as we raise our vibration, our truth naturally changes with us. And if we're stuck in the ego loop of who we are and who we know we are to be, and this truth of I am a purple people eater and nothing else will ever change it, then we close ourselves off, right? If we're so absolute, then we close ourselves off to actually be surrendering to what our next truth is. Because our truth changes as we do. The only way for us to truly grow into our next state of being, our next level of expansion, or however you want to frame that, for the next message that needs to come through us into our vibratory bodies, then we need to understand that we have to let go of our absolutes. We have to let go of the need to be right and the need to be wrong. Because on that ego loop, whenever we hold back our truth, it's because we have a need to be wrong, because we were told it was wrong. And whenever we are absolute with our truth, it's because we have a need to be right. And so this vulnerability that we have is letting go of the need to be right and the need to be wrong, and allowing ourselves to be one with who we are. So this is a big one, but you could sense how that's sort of a subtle shift, right? So I look forward to hearing more from you guys in the group about this. Let's talk about our truth. Let's talk about ways that we can express it and be it and feel it with the flexibility of surrender. So I love you guys. I'll talk inside the group soon.